In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us. More and more people cannot find peace. More and more people are like the sun of that man from today's gospel, who feel like being thrown into the fire and into the water, and they foam at the mouth and they cannot find peace. Not only young people, but from what we hear in the news and from what we see around us, more and more people of any age cannot find peace. And they reach even the point of taking a gun and shooting other people because there is a lot of restlessness within them. And like the Father in today's gospel, we go to God, we go to the Lord and ask Him, Lord, please do something. And the Lord tells us, there is something you can do. You can deal with this kind of negativity. You can deal with this demon by praying and fasting. Only by praying and fasting you could rebuke this demon of anger, of restlessness. But like the apostles, we feel that there is nothing we can do. That is a lie. That is a lie of the devil. Because there is a lot we can do. Saint Seraphim of Sarov used to say, acquire peace, and thousands around you will be saved.
What's that?
We want the people around us to be at peace, to be in harmony. We want our children, sometimes, you know, we wonder why our children are so restless.
I too.
But are we at rest? According to modern psychology, if you spend enough time with an optimistic person, sooner or later you'll become more optimistic. If you spend enough time with a very pessimistic, negative person, sooner or later you'll become like that person. Yeah. This is nothing else than Orthodox theology. According to the Bible, we were created in the image of God and we are called to become like God. But we become like God by spending time with God. That's why, by the way, the Lord told the apostles that this kind of negativity could be dealt with only by prayer and fasting, by bringing yourself closer to God. Your whole being, through prayer and fasting, you could become full of the grace of God, and then you could rebuke this negativity that surrounds you. The same idea is revealed in today's epistle reading by St. Paul, who is dealing with a lot of negativity in the church of Corinth. There were a lot of bad things happening in that church of Corinth. And St. Paul tells them, I do not write these things to shame you, but as my beloved children, I warn you. For though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. Therefore, I urge you, imitate me. Saint Paul here uses very wisely three words. He says, for though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. There is a big difference between being an instructor and being a father. In the original Greek New Testament, the words are pedagogos, which according to Strong's dictionary, it means somebody, a tutor, especially in the old times, a slave who'd look after the education of the children of the master, but he was not a father. He was just a teacher. And he was not supposed to be a father. He was just supposed to educate and to teach the children of the master. And St. Paul says, even if you have 10,000 of these pedagogos who just teach you with their mouth, you do not have many fathers, because I have begotten you in Christ. I am a father to you in Christ. Now the word, the Greek word for father is, the Greek word for father.
Pateras.
Pateras. Pateras is completely different than pedagogos. Pateras is somebody who begets, who gives life. And this is who we are called to be, first of all, to our children. We are called to give not only biological life, but to give life, spiritual life, the fullness of life, first of all, to our children. When we see our children restless and agitated, what do? We become a pedagogos. Calm down. We speak from the mouth. We are not fathers. We are pedagogos. We instruct.
Instructors.
Instructors. Do this. Don't do that. That's instructors, pedagogos. A father begets. A father gives life. A father, first of all, when he notices, or a mother, for that matter of fact, so please take this, you know, father from the idea of giving life. Father, mother, you name it, it doesn't matter. A father, a pateras, first of all, wants to give another spirit. Oh, my child is restless. What could I do? I could become restless myself and try to impose some kind of education on my child, or I could pray and fast, meaning bring my being into communion with God, and then become a transistor for God's grace for this child and give him or her peace. That's the difference between pedagogos, instructor, and pateras, or father. The world, today's world, like the Corinthian church, has thousands of instructors. Thousands of Christian and non-Christian instructors who are arguing about what's best for the society. What we need is God and the grace of God. What we need is Christians who are like the Heavenly Father and who give life, because they themselves are full of the life and the grace of God. Therefore, beloved faithful, as St. Paul says, therefore I urge you to imitate me. He's not afraid to say, imitate me. Now, another Greek word in the original New Testament, it's a beautiful word for this, imitate, is mimetes. The root of the English term mimic, one who imitates, who emulates. Properly, the positive imitation that arises by admiring the pattern set by someone worthy of emulation. A mentor setting a proper example. We are called to imitate God and the saints, and we become like God to become saints ourselves, so that we become like the Heavenly Father in the world ourselves. This is what the world needs. And this is how the world is being transformed. This is how our children are being transformed. Just try it next time when you find somebody restless around you. Just don't say anything. Don't become an instructor. Take a deep breath. Pray. Fast from reacting. And try to acquire peace. We'll have a lot more chances to transform the person next to us. This is how we were created to be. And we know that everything in the universe influences everything. We are called to give life. Let us pray and ask God, and let us fast so that we'll get closer and closer to God and we'll become fathers for the restless children of the world. For this is what the world needs, and this is what God created us for. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.